What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't forget, you could win an ultimate tournament trip to Las Vegas just by listening to 106.7 The Fan. This is an amazing prize, so listen up if you haven't heard about this yet. Win a trip for you and three friends during the first two rounds of the college basketball championships. That includes flights, hotel, and $20,000 in spending money, too. You'll stay at the Circa Resort and Casino. You've seen it before. It's baller. Las Vegas' premier sports viewing destination, and you'll visit the biggest March hoops party at Stadium Swim. Here's how you get signed up. You download the free Odyssey app if you haven't done that yet. Listen to The Fan for at least 1 hour. Then listen tomorrow for at least an hour for another entry. It's Odyssey's Slam Dunk in Vegas national contest. For more intel on it, go to odyssey.com/slamdunk.
It's an awesome contest, but every time you read it, I think about this. I've never, and I never will, and I'm guessing you've never, and never will, and I'm guessing everybody related to the show, been to a swim party in Vegas.
I have not. That is correct.
We've all been to Vegas, but now, it's just not our scene.
But Stadium Swim does look awesome with the big, giant, like, I mean, it looks like Jumbotron screens.
Yeah, it's like hundreds. What it's reminiscent of?
Yeah.
It's an adult, but younger than us,
yes,
version of the wave pool at Wild World when we were growing up.
Yes, if that wave pool included hotties everywhere, gambling on sports, and private cabanas where you could just hang out all day.
Bingo. Instead, we had lockers and arcade machines. That's not that far away.
That's correct.
But we didn't have at least many hotties and cabanas and that sort of life.
Yeah, so go to odyssey.com/slamdunk and you can get in the mix for that. Perhaps Anthony Rendon from the Angels, maybe he could go to Stadium Swim, because it doesn't sound like he's going to be playing for the Angels anytime soon. Here's one of the latest headlines. Anthony Rendon's latest setback cements his contract as an all-time Angels misstep. He's entering the sixth year of a seven-year, $245 million deal signed ahead of the 2020 COVID-shortened season. Now, he appeared in 52 out of 60 games that year.
So it was good.
Okay, that's fine. That's a good number. He hasn't topped 58 games in any of the four seasons since.
Right. And also, he's done a lot of bitching and complaining. He's been suspended for a few, like, brawls.
Didn't he snap? He snapped at a fan.
I think it was in Oakland.
That was a couple years ago.
I think another big thing is when he's on the field, when he's played. When he was here in Washington, he was an excellent player. He was an all-star.
Yeah. Oh, he was like an MVP candidate.
You know, he was a guy who'd give you close to 30 home runs every season, hit around 300, tons of doubles. He's got 24 home runs in 5 years.
Well, so he's like hitting like 200.
Yeah.
He's just... And he's bitching about there's too many games. Remember, he did that podcast last year, just set me off. I mean, well, how big is his contract? They give him like $200
million? $245 million.
Yeah. You don't get the, when they pay you $245 million, you can't complain about how many games there are. You just can't.
He was on record saying, like, this is a job for him.
Yeah.
Like, he does. You know.
He's miserable. He's been thinking about retiring for 10 years.
Like, it doesn't trump his family. This is a job
for him.
Which
is fair.
Yeah. You understand that, but you also kind of really, internalize that.
He's basically saying baseball isn't that important to me. It's clearly not my top priority.
Yeah. Well, it's not. Yeah. It's just embarrassing. Like, don't you have any professional pride, dude? And then, yeah, I guess what's most irritating about this is, I guess he had an oblique injury toward the end of last year. And then now all of a sudden, sort of out of nowhere, he's getting hip surgery that could cause him to miss the entire season, which could spell, honestly, the end of his career.
Hip surgery's no joke.
No joke. Trust me, my mother had it. Now she's 88.
Slightly different situation.
A little different. But yeah, it's no joke. I don't know. I'm so infuriated by his nonchalance. He had a nonchalance about him when he was here. That was kind of his MO. But at least he performed.
But I just
he's annoying.
I just remember Mike Rizzo like talking about his character, and he was like, like a quiet guy, but he seemed like he was like super dedicated and was into baseball. That does not seem to be the case since he left.
When he was drafted, he played at Rice.
That's correct. Yeah.
I remember him falling to the Nationals because there were injury concerns. And then I felt like it was a steal by Rizzo because he was seemingly healthy through the first part of his career. And then I guess I don't know. What I'm saying is, I don't know if the injuries at Rice were real or not.
I have no idea. I'll never forget, since we've had rights to the Nats, we for a long time had a relationship with their general manager, their managers.
Yep.
And Davey Johnson, we got a kick out of him 15 years or so ago, right? When Davey was on the show every year and we would meet him for spring training and have dinner. He pointed out Anthony Rendon. We were at a little restaurant. See that guy over there? That's Anthony Rendon.
Yeah.
He's going to be a star.
It was like a dark Italian restaurant. I remember like it was yesterday. Rendon was sitting with, I don't know if it was his wife or his girlfriend and maybe one other person like kind of off to the side.
It's a quiet guy.
And we just didn't know much about him at that point.
Yeah, and he said, that guy over there, he's a stud. Can't wait to get him up here. You're going to hear all about him. And I couldn't believe it. I didn't even know who he was talking about. and he ends up being this stud. But somewhere along the way, he just got jaded, just not into it.
I guess. Maybe the money, like getting all that guaranteed money just...
Seems like it has affected him.
I don't know, man. It's just...
I'm sure he's
not a good legacy that he's leaving in L.A.
I'm sure he's a good family man. I'm sure he loves his kids and all that.
As far as being a productive baseball player, the Angels, they wish they could go back in time and not sign him to that deal.
I know, but how could you if you're the Angels? You see this kid who has so much upside.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know how you could predict it.
You would have never thought that contract would have been such a poison pill.
Right.
No. It's so funny because the Nats are kind of associated. Now, luckily, they didn't pay this, but they're associated with so many bad contracts. The Strauss deal.
Corbin,
who, by the way, I just looked up. Corbin, I believe, is still a free agent. So I'm surprised someone hasn't picked him up, some sort of minimum size. He's still a lefty. Come in relief for you.
Not that surprised based on his record.
Pitched a little bit better, but lefties are hard to come by. I am kind of surprised. So Strauss, Corbin, now they were while they were here with the Nats, and then Rendon. I think there's like one or two others that are kind of like epic contracts from Nats players or former Nats players that have just kind of blown up in everybody's faces. It's just too bad. And for whatever reason, the Rendon thing in particular really irks me.
It just rankles you.
It really irks me. Corbin, at least. Would go out there. He'd go out there every 5 days. Yeah. Didn't matter if he gave up 10 runs or if he had a rare good outing.
Yeah.
He didn't care. And he even, to his credit, said afterwards he loved every moment that he was here in D.C.
And he mowed his own lawn.
Yeah,
Chris Farley caught him mowing his lawn.
I still find it weird. I still find that bizarre.
He's a regular guy. Likes to tee it up. Likes to play a little baseball. Made some good coin. Corbin, I never had any real hostility towards. But man, since Rendon's left, he's become super annoying. Kind of root against him.
It's definitely annoying to you because it's weird because he no longer even plays for the Nats. Hasn't played for the Nats for years, and it's still just...
He's in his sixth year of his 7-year deal.
I know, it's wild.
So, even if he comes back...
If I were the Angels...
Pretty much over.
If I were the Angels, seriously, I would say, you know what? Go get surgery, and if you want to come back... Come back. But if you don't want to come back, screw you. Here's all your money. Just go do whatever you want to do with the rest of your life. Just get out of our lives.
You're so toxic that we'd rather pay you to stay away.
If you're the Angels, like, are you really expecting anything out of Anthony Rendon in year seven of a deal where he basically is lucky to play 50-plus games in a season?
I don't know if this is allowed, but can you just give him all the money and the rest of his contract? And
just sign him a check.
Yeah, and say, you know, thank you for your service. Goodbye.
Right.
I mean, if I own the team, I don't want my trainers and everybody dealing with his injuries and surgeries and everything
and,
like
and
that.
You know what? He can even still use the team facilities. Just we're not going to count on you to be part of the lineup ever. Mm. Like you can't rely on the guy.
Yeah.
You can't rely on the guy who's going to play in 55 games out of 162.
Right.
Like.
It almost feels like he swindled them out of their contract.
Oh yeah, totally.
I think that's why, Eric, you have so much animosity towards them.
Just his indifference. It just like, you know,
like he scammed them almost.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if he did it. If it was a calculated thing, maybe it was. Maybe the guy just has been so jaded for a long time. I mean, even when he was here, I don't think I've ever seen a guy look more nonchalant at the plate. No, he was dynamite when he was here.
It would be like if we signed a big, massive radio deal, which I know is not going to happen.
Yeah.
But just say like...
That ship sailed.
Say we went back in time, like into the late 80s, early 90s.
Right.
And we signed a huge, guaranteed radio deal where we agree to come in 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. And then like a month or two in, we just say, you know what? We're just going to come in Monday and Tuesday, and we're going to take the
best of
Wednesday through Friday. The rest of it, we're going to take it off because we have a guaranteed deal. Mm-hmm. Like we're just not going to come in for those days because we just don't feel like doing it. You know? Like that's kind of what it is.
Just to play devil's advocate for a second, what if he's trying to be on the field and he just keeps getting hurt?
I mean, it's possible. It's always possible.
That is possible, but I'm going to guess now. Again, he's an accomplished athlete. Okay, like. This is a chubby guy, like shake his fist at him. I've never done anything athletic in my life. Maybe he just isn't trying that hard anymore. Because he said, he's come out and said, baseball just isn't that important to me.
Well, he says he's been thinking about retiring for 10 years.
he's got to be Mr. Glass at this point.
Yeah. By the way, speaking of someone that you can't rely on, you might not be able to rely on Bilal Coulibaly. Did you see yesterday's line?
I did not.
Poor guy.
They even had overtime for him to stat pad.
36 minutes, 3 points. Oh. 1 for 8 from the field.
Well, Jordan Poole's jacking up 40 shots.
Yeah, but that's the Jordan Poole you thought that we got.
Yes, I thought that's what we were going to see more on a regular basis last year.
More important, they're back to their losing ways.
They're definitely back to their losing ways.
They had a weird was it a three-game heater?
The three-game heater, and then like two other games where they played pretty close.
Yeah, they had a three-game sizzler. And now they're back to doing wizardy things.
I mean, they actually had a big lead at the half. I was watching a little of it. I was like, are they going to beat the Pacers? Because the Pacers are actually pretty decent.
By the way.
The 30 and 23.
Now, let me just say this. This is an aside. I know I always get painted as the guy who loves every new uniform and every new uniform tweak. And I actually do like the Wizards City Edition, which you guys are both wearing. You and Drab both wearing.
We have different sweatshirts.
They're different.
They gave me that one. Okay.
They're different, but they're not that different.
Yeah, they're not pretty similar. They're the same color.
I saw the Pacers City Edition uniforms, and it was on the big screen in the Grand Ballroom at MGM.
You hate them?
I wanted to throw a beer bottle at the screen because they were so gross. And so offensive. I actually...
The ones that just say indie?
I actually hated those uniforms, which is, for me, is a rarity. Usually I gobble up the new stuff that the teams trot out.
Did you see the white ones or the black ones? Were they the white ones or the black ones?
I just know with the weird, big, like, blue indie splashed across the jersey. Hated it. Not a fan.
I think what you see with the Wizards is these young guys compete.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have a lot of ups and downs.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Bilal isn't, you know, I know he's not a rookie, but he's in that group of guys that are going to have up and downs. Plus, he's not a great shooter. So he went 1 for 8. You know, he's going to score a lot of his points in the open floor. And if a team shuts that down and he's got to shoot jumpers, they will take that. So Sarr's come back. He had 9 points. Jordan Poole scored 42. Brogdon had 12. Like, if they're going to win, it's because the vets. But here's what happens in their games. And we saw this on Friday night when we did the all-cast. When it gets to crunch time, the other teams, if they're better, that's when they pull away because the Pacers outscored them 36-23 in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Washington had a 13-point lead. I think it was a 13-point lead at the half. So it dissipated.
Yeah, they just don't have a lot of closers outside of like Jordan Poole.
Hmm.
Like that's this team's version of the close it out guy.
He took 15 threes, nailed six.
As you mentioned, I was surprised that they brought Sarr back, you know, kind of before the break. I thought they might hold him out until after the break. But
I was interested. I didn't stay up to watch. I didn't watch 1 second of it, but I read the recaps. I was interested to see Luka's second game with the Lakers.
Did he do a little bit better than that first one?
No. They played the Jazz in back-to-back appearances, right? So they beat them, and Jazz are horrible.
Yeah, they're bad.
They're horrible. They're 13-40. They beat them in the first game. You know, we saw some of these highlight assists from Luka and all that stuff. And there were some interesting comments from the coach of the Jazz.
Whoever that person is.
I think it's Will Hardy.
Okay.
And he... It almost sounded like he was like, we're not worried about Luka. Now, he's got a terrible team.
Yeah.
He's probably not so worried at it. But I think that in the first matchup, they went right at him five straight times on defense. And just reading the recap, he was minus 19 in the plus minus yesterday. Now, everybody was terrible. LeBron was minus 10. They obviously lost 131-119. But yeah, we'll see. We'll see how it works out because Luka is basically a ball handler point guard. Well, that's really what LeBron is. And Austin Reeves is kind of that way, too. So they're going to have to figure out their offense defense.
You kind of forget that Rui's there, but he's having a solid season. Hell, he's shooting 43% from threes.
Hey, take a look at the career high in the box score. Bronny James, 9 points.
Oh, did he? He had a breakout? Good for him.
3-for-4 from the field, 2-for-3 from beyond the arc. So his three-point percentage is skyrocketing. Yeah.
What was it, 9%? Then I think it was at 11. What's it at now for the season?
Oh, I didn't check the updated percentage.
Oh, now it's up to 23%.
Yeah, I mean, if you go 2-for-3 and you were, you know, down below double digits, it's got to shoot up.
I have to say I root for him.
I kind of do too.
I root for him. I feel bad for him. Like, even though he's got all the money in the world and all that, for some reason, I feel bad for him.
And we,
in his dad's shadow.
A lot of people like picking on him, and we've picked on him, but like Michael Jordan's kids never made it to the NBA.
Yeah.
Now, I understand some people are saying, well, he shouldn't be in the NBA,
yeah,
but he just put up 9 points in an NBA game.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's garbage time.
Kids hate it.
I mean, it's.
But think of the pressure he's had.
I don't root against him. I just think it's funny he gets all this pub and this run because he's LeBron's kid.
Well, most of the run is horrible. I actually am rooting for him. I hope he can find to be a legitimate role player in the league, not just there because your dad's there. Like, earn a role player position in the league. I root for that for him.
I mean, I get that his dad obviously is biased. But he also knows basketball more than anybody. And he said, hey, the guy could fit in.
Yeah. We'll see.
Right,
so far, it's been a disaster.
Yeah, but has been great.
But hopefully he progresses.
Don't forget, it's an open line Thursday. You can always call us at 800-636-1067. Presented by Window Nation. Searching for new windows and doors? Search windownation.com. Their windows, they're measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home, because it's where you live. We'll be right back.